Part 2. High on a mountain of enameled head, such as the drowsy shepherd on his bed, of giant pasturage, lying at his ease, raising his heavy eyelid, starts and sees, with many a muttered hope to be forgiven, what time the moon is quadrated in heaven, of rosy head that towering far away into the sunlit ether caught the ray, of sunken suns at eve, at noon of night, while the moon danced with the fair stranger light. Upreared upon such height arose a pile of gorgeous columns on the unburthened air, flashing from Parian marble that twin smile far down upon the wave that sparkled there and nursled the young mountain in its lair. Of molten stars their pavement, such as fall through the ebon air, besilvering the pall of their own dissolution, while they die, adorning then the dwellings of the sky. A dome, by linked light from heaven let down, sat gently on these columns as a crown. A window of one circular diamond there looked out above into the purple air, and rays from God shot down that meteor chain and hallowed all the beauty twice again. Save when, between the empyrean and that ring, some eager spirit flapped his dusky wing. But on the pillars seraph eyes have seen the dimness of this world, that grayish green that nature loves the best for beauty's grave, lurked in each cornice round each architrave, and every sculptured cherub thereabout that from his marble dwelling peered out, seemed earthly in the shadow of his niche, Achaean statues in a world so rich, friezes from Tadmor and Persepolis, from Baalbek and the stilly clear abyss of beautiful Gomorrah. Oh, the wave is now upon thee, but too late to save. Sound loves to revel in a summer night. Witness the murmur of the gray twilight that stole upon the ear in Iraco, of many a wild stargazer long ago, that stealeth ever on the ear of him who, musing, gazeth on the distance dim, and sees the darkness coming as a cloud. Is not its form, its voice, most palpable and loud? But what is this? It cometh, and it brings a music with it. 'Tis the rush of wings, a pause, and then a sweeping, falling strain, and Nisaki is in her halls again. From the wild energy of wanton haste, her cheeks were flushing and her lips apart, and zone that clung around her gentle waist had burst beneath the heaving of her heart. Within the center of that hall to breathe, she paused and panted, Zante! All beneath, the fairy light that kissed her golden hair, and longed to rest, yet could but sparkle there. Young flowers were whispering in melody to happy flowers that night, and tree to tree. Fountains were gushing music as they fell in many a starlit grove or moonlit dell. Yet silence came upon material things, fair flowers, bright waterfalls, and angel wings, and sound alone that from the spirit sprang bore burthen to the charm the maiden sang. Neath blue bell or streamer, or tufted wild spray that keeps from the dreamer the moonbeam away, bright beings that ponder with half-closing eyes on the stars which your wonder hath drawn from the skies, till they glance through the shade and come down to your brow, like eyes of the maiden who calls on you now. Arise from your dreaming in violet bowers to duty beseeming these star-litten hours, and shake from your tresses encumbered with dew the breath of those kisses that cumber them too. Oh, how without you, love, could angels be blessed, those kisses of true love that lulled ye to rest? Up! Shake from your wing each hindering thing, the dew of the night, it would weigh down your flight, and true love caresses, oh, leave them apart, they are light on the tresses, but lead on the heart. Lygia, Lygia, my beautiful one, whose harshest idea will to melody run. Oh, is it thy will on the breezes to toss, or capriciously still, like the lone albatross, incumbent on night, as she on the air, to keep watch with delight on the harmony there? Lygia, wherever thy image may be, no magic shall sever thy music from thee. Thou hast bound many eyes in a dreamy sleep, but the strains still arise which thy vigilance keep. The sound of the rain which leaps down to the flower and dances again in the rhythm of the shower, the murmur that springs from the growing of grass, are the music of things, but are modeled, alas. Away then, my dearest, oh, hie thee away to springs that lie clearest beneath the moon ray, to lone lake that smiles in its dream of deep rest at the many star isles that enjewel its breast, where wild flowers creeping have mingled their shade, on its margin is sleeping full many a maid. Some have left the cool glade and have slept with the bee. Arouse them, my maiden, on moorland and lea. Go, breathe on their slumber, all softly in ear, the musical number they slumbered to hear. For what can awaken an angel so soon, whose sleep hath been taken beneath the cold moon? As the spell which no slumber of witchery may test, the rhythmical number which lulled him to rest. Spirits in wing and angels to the view, a thousand seraphs burst the empyrean through, young dreams still hovering on their drowsy flight, seraphs in all but knowledge, the keen light that fell refracted through thy bounds afar. O death, from eye of God upon that star, sweet was that error, sweeter still that death, sweet was that error, even with us the breath. Of science dims the mirror of our joy, to them 'twere the simoom and would destroy. For what to them availeth it to know that truth is falsehood or that bliss is woe? Sweet was their death, with them to die was rife, with the last ecstasy of a satiate life. Beyond that death, no immortality, but sleep that pondereth is not to be. And there, oh, may my weary spirit dwell, apart from heaven's eternity, and yet how far from hell! What guilty spirit, in what shrubbery dim, heard not the stirring summons of that hymn? But too, they fell, for heaven no grace imparts to those who hear not for their beating hearts. A maiden angel and her seraph lover, oh, where, and ye may seek the wide skies over, was love, the blind, near sober duty known? Unguided love hath fallen mid tears of perfect moan. He was a goodly spirit, he who fell, a wanderer by mossy mantled well, a gazer on the lights that shine above, a dreamer in the moonbeams by his love. What wonder, for each star is eye-like there, and looks so sweetly down on beauty's hair, and they and every mossy spring were holy to his love-haunted heart and melancholy. The night had found, to him, a night of woe, upon a mountain crag, young Angelo. Beetling it bends athwart the solemn sky, and scowls on starry worlds that down beneath it lie. Here sat he with his love, his dark eye bent, with eagle gaze along the firmament. Now turned it upon her, but ever then it trembled to the orb of earth again. Ianthe, dearest, see how dim that ray, how lovely 'tis to look so far away. She seemed not thus upon that autumn eve. I left her gorgeous halls, nor mourned to leave. That eve, I should remember well. The sun ray dropped in Lemnos with a spell on the arabesque carving of a gilded hall wherein I sat, and on the draperied wall, and on my eyelids, oh, the heavy light! how drowsily it weighed them into night. On flowers before and mist and love they ran, with Persian Sadi in his Gulistan. But oh, that light! I slumbered. Death, the while, stole o'er my senses in that lovely isle, so softly that no single silken hair awoke that slept, or knew that he was there. The last spot of earth's orb I trod upon was a proud temple called the Parthenon. More beauty clung around her columned wall than even thy glowing bosom beats withal. And when old time my wing did disenthrall, thence sprang I, as the eagle from his tower, and years I left behind me in an hour. What time upon her airy bounds I hung, one half the garden of her globe was flung, unrolling as a chart unto my view, tenantless cities of the desert too. Ianthe, beauty crowded on me then, and half I wished to be again of men. My Angelo, and why of them to be? A brighter dwelling place is here for thee, and greener fields than in yon world above, and woman's loveliness and passionate love. But list, Ianthe, when the air so soft failed as my pennoned spirit leapt aloft. Perhaps my brain grew dizzy, but the world I left so late was into chaos hurled, sprang from her station on the winds apart, and rolled aflame the fiery heaven athwart. Methought, my sweet one, then I ceased to soar, and fell not swiftly as I rose before, but with a downward tremulous motion through light. Brazen rays, this golden star unto. Nor long the measure of my falling hours, for nearest of all stars was thine to ours. Dread star, that came amid a night of mirth, a red Daedalian on the timid earth. We came, and to thy earth, but not to us, be given Our Lady's bidding to discuss. We came, my love, around, above, below, gay firefly of the night, we come and go, nor ask a reason save the angel nod she grants to us as granted by her God. But, Angelo, then thine gray time unfurled, never his fairy wing o'er fairer world. Dim was its little disk, and angel eyes alone could see the phantom in the skies, when first Al-Araf knew her course to be headlong thitherward o'er the starry sea. But when its glory swelled upon the sky, as glowing beauties bust beneath man's eye, we paused before the heritage of men, and thy star trembled, as doth beauty then. Thus in discourse the lovers whiled away, the night that waned and waned and brought no day. They fell, for heaven to them no hope imparts, who hear not for the beating of their hearts.